Welcome to the first episode of Organizing with Ease with home organizers Deanna Mall and Zeenat Siman. We're so excited to be launching this podcast where in each episode, we'll be chatting about organizing with ease so that we can enjoy our lives with less stress.
With each episode, we want to educate, entertain, and empower you so that you can enjoy your home every single day. And we'll bring on a guest once in a while to share their point of view with us as well.
Today, we're talking about the end of the school year, and hooray that it's finally here. Deanna and I are going to give you some easy ideas for organizing the kids' artwork and backpacks, and we'll talk about easy systems for organizing school uniforms. Now, if you're anything like me, when my kids were little, I didn't make decisions about what to keep and what not to, and so for a while, I had huge plastic totes full of kids' art in their closets, in the garage, in the family room. It was a bit of a problem, really, the amount of space that all of that took up. But luckily for my sanity, I figured out how to declutter all of that artwork and choose what to keep. So, step one of organizing the kids' artwork is decluttering the art. And it can be tough to make decisions about what to keep and what not to. So to make it easier on ourselves, this is what I would suggest. After a short display period, say a couple of days to a week, toss the food art. This is anything that's got the marshmallows stuck to it, gumdrops, beans, macaroni, anything with food associated with it, get rid of it because we don't want to attract the bugs. Now, use your phone or your iPad to take snapshots. The little kids are going to come home with daily or weekly homework and worksheets. So after reviewing those, oohing and aahing over them a little bit, take a few snapshots and then recycle them. But make sure to take a snapshot of anything that feels particularly sentimental to you with your phone or with your iPad. And then among everything else that comes home, choose some physical pieces to keep that show your child's personality. Now, I also like to keep Mother's Day and Father's Day pieces, for example, because those are really special. And I also keep the pieces of art that have their pictures on them or self-portraits that they've done. Deanna, do you agree with all of that? Is there anything that you do differently?
No, actually, I do totally agree. The one other card that I do save are the birthday cards.
Yeah.
Especially the ones that have the age that they think that mommy is celebrating, and it's much, much younger than my actual year that I'm celebrating.
Oh, perfect.
And so I actually, yes, and so I actually save those, and I sometimes refer back to it just to make sure you know what year I'm in. But anyway, so yeah, so it's one of those favorite moments of the day of those birthday cards.
Yeah.
So now that we have a pile of physical pieces that you've chosen to keep and a bunch of pictures of your child's art, let's now talk about all that physical stuff, like what to do with them. So there are several ways that you can store child's art. I personally use the art portfolio bag. It's easy to store, laying flat and stackable, but it's also waterproof. Of course, there are the airtight bins or storage boxes, which are definitely easy to stack, easy to label, right? You can place them in the garage, or you can place them in each of their child's closets. Filing system by storing your kids' art by year by using either an acid-free photo box also, where you can label it as well. And you can actually even have a file cabinet that you might use in your own home office. Again, this is all about space. You have to make sure that whatever you do decide, you do have the space for them. There is something that I think is so wonderful, and they're called the Little Da Vinci Art Frames. They hold up to about 50 items with the front opening, and you can hang them on the wall either horizontally or vertically. They are super cute to store. The frame is about 8.5 by 11, and it's actually designed to hold multiple pieces of a children's art. You can have it in the kitchen or even in your office, as it does have a stand in the back. And you can change, you, the parent, can change the art and or your child depending on, you know, the holidays or if there's a favorite art that your child sees that they want to display. That's also that they can engage, which is wonderful. And also, we also have a place that stores, it's called the Bound Portfolio. This place is, the reason why I say it's the place is that this is an actual bound portfolio that you would actually put on a shelf, right? So it gets up to 18 by 24, and they each have 48 pages, and each page you can make it as like a collage if you would like. Mm-hmm. A do-it-yourself place in a binder, which is a 3-ring binder, and with page protectors. So now those are some of the ways that you can organize pictures, but what about using it? How did you and do you store your kids' art?
Yeah, so there are a lot of ways. Let's talk about digital art, how to store that for a minute. There are a lot of digital art storage services out there, so I'm just going to name a few of my favorites. The more traditional ways of having that digital art compiled into smaller physical photo book are using services like Canva, Shutterstock, Chatbooks, Simple Prints, and there are so many more. Of course, what you're doing here is creating more physical things that you have to keep, the photo book itself. So if you just want to store the art purely digitally, but in a more organized way, I always suggest Apple Photos to my clients that have Macs, for example, because then all you have to do is simply create an album for that school year and then drop all the pictures into it. Super simple, no need to rename photos and all that kind of thing. Another one app that I like is called Keepy. Keepy is an app where you upload a picture of your child's art. And what's really cool about this app is that your child can actually do a voice recording explaining what it is. And then you can give access to your loved ones, like the grandparents and the aunts and uncles. And then they can reply back to your child again with a voice memo. It's really sweet. One service that I really find lovely is called Artkive. Artkive sends you a big pre-labeled box, and you drop your child's artwork into there, and you ship the box back to Artkive. Then they will take professional photos of each piece of artwork, and they'll either create a photo book for you,
No.
or I really like this, they'll print a mosaic of all the pieces and frame it for you so you can hang it on your wall at home. And then you can walk by this beautiful, bright childhood art day after day, and everyone can enjoy it. I really like that. So, I do think it's important to think digital when decluttering kids' art to keep the memories without the storage bins taking over all the space in your home.
So yes, you are absolutely correct. It's all about taking over the space in your home, what you have and what you don't have available, right? Now that we've talked about decluttering the art, I find aside from finding and tossing out that food art, I loved how you titled that, and the worksheets. It's a good idea to also declutter at the end of each school year. Is that something that you also suggest, Zenit?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it keeps it from piling up and becoming overwhelming if you do it at the end of each year instead of waiting after a couple of years.
Right. And also, it also allows you as the parent to see your child's abilities and how they've changed over the course of the school year. If you try to declutter and toss things too quickly, like every week, you might miss out on keeping something that shows a huge change from one moment to the next.
That's really true. And I think that's another reason why taking snapshots of some things could be really important. So, Deanna, do you think that kids should make the decisions about what to keep and what to toss?
Yes. Actually, this is something to consider that might be helpful in this process, is actually getting your child involved. I can actually say with my two girls, I have one in high school, soon to graduate, but of course I have my middle schooler, and they have now for the past couple of years, they actually have been doing it themselves, the whole process of decluttering. And it's a really good idea because they know what to keep and what not to keep, right? What books that they might need for the following year. Maybe the older sibling would be able to pass on the other books to the younger one, which has happened in our household over several of the years, which has been a great saver for us. But of course, it might not be so when they are in elementary or in pre-K. Then it might be even more challenging and a little bit more stressful. So please make sure that you do have the space for which you choose to use storing for your child's artwork. Sorting will definitely be the hardest on what to keep and what not to keep. And if you have your child help you with this process, it will be much, much easier. Of course, that way you don't have to hide when you throw away your stuff. Shh, don't say anything. Since we're almost at the end of the school year, something that a lot of the parents are dealing with is putting away the school uniform, school uniforms, right, and the clothes away for the summer. We have a system that we use in my house with the girls' school uniforms. What we do is we have in their closet, literally in each of the girls' closets, we actually have a section and a drawer just for their uniforms to include the socks, the school accessories, PEs, shorts, polos, etc. This for us has been a total lifesaver in our house, especially since they get ready the night before. It makes things so much easier. They can tell me if I need to do a quick wash that night instead of in the morning, and saying that they don't have anything to wear, right? And no more aha moments. So now that we're talking about the older kids with the backpacks, notebooks, and so on, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the decluttering of the backpack, what paperwork to keep and what not to keep, right? For the old ones, they do decide what to keep for the following year's books and notebooks. Maybe you might want to save for the younger sibling, right? Which again, this is what we do in our house, and it has been a tremendous help. For some reason, at the end of the year, when the backpacks do come home, right, what one can find is just truly amazing. It's those little extra somethings, to the point of the extra papers, to the broken pencils. For the paperwork, it's easier when they are older, like in middle school and high school. Again, they make those decisions as to whether those notebooks will be used the following year, maybe even save them for their younger siblings. Again, this is what happens in our household. For the young ones, probably would be a good idea to go through them yourself. And Zena, are you feeling it the same of as far as what we do? Do you do the exact same things?
Yeah, in fact, we do the exact same thing. And when you were saying, the extras that come home at the end of the year that we just kind of sometimes don't know what to do with, it's funny. My youngest son came home a few years ago with a tiny nub of an eraser at the bottom of the backpack at the end of the school year. So here I am emptying the backpack and I'm ready to toss that little piece of, old used up eraser. Oh, he came running into the room. No, you can't throw that away. That's special because a friend had given it to him, and so that had to stay. But, we go through the backpacks and take out any of the leftover school supplies that can still be used for the following year, and we find a space and we store those in the home office area for next year.
Super. And I just love how you just shared that with the eraser. We actually had that last year. True story about a piece of paper that had three dots. So yes, I totally understand. It was one of these like little corner triangle pieces of paper and it had three dots.
And it has to stay.
So we all have it, right? We all have it. So it makes sense that we're now talking about this now, because in next week's episode, we'll be talking about getting the home office ready for the summer. We hope you'll join us here next week. This has been Organizing with Ease with co-hosts Deanna Mall and Zeenat Simon. Zeenat and I want to send a special thank you to those who have supported us on our new podcast journey. Thank you for your advice, encouragement, and ideas. We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you did, we would truly appreciate it if you would write us a review, because we would love to hear from you. Until next week.